Mom, do you hear I made it to college?
What?
Mom, do you hear I made it to college?
What?
Welcome to Mama Made a Podcast.
You're sitting here with Dalton and Alejandro, and today we'll be talking about college life. Kind of just like everything about it.
College life, bro. Dang. College, bro. What do you think about college?
I don't really know what to think about college, because sometimes I think you don't need it, because there's so many people that are out here not going to college, just like doing stuff online. I mean, all the online money you can make is so stupid. But I do think that companies still look at colleges to, like, if you have experience in a college, I think it'll help you out in a company. But also just actual experience will help you as well.
I think that there are some fields that really require, like, college experience. Like, probably, like, for example, the medical field. Like
100% the medical field, like, the lawyer field, of course. Yeah.
Those fields. I mean. But, like, nowadays, like, jobs are, like, super, like, expanded in a way. Like, you can, like, do, like, anything and learn anything also online, as you say. And just, like, I don't know how to explain it, like. There's a lot of flexibility now on what you can do or what you can do. I don't think you really need college if, like, you're really driven in your goals and in what you want to actually do with your life. For example, there are, like, many people who, like, are freelancers. Like, illustration, photography, videography, and they do pretty good, and they don't actually need, like, a college experience with that, because they just learn it in the field, you know, instead of going to a classroom and listening to a professor talking, like, for 2 hours and
learning nothing. Yeah, I feel like I've heard something like that before. It's like, you go to college to figure out what you want to do. Like, if you already know what you want to do and you're, like, set on that, you don't really need to go to college.
Well, yeah.
Unless it's, like, doctoring or lawyering, of course.
Right. Accepting those. But I think people also, like, who knows what they want to do, they also go to college, but they go just to, like, I don't know how to say, like, they to perfectionize their, like, on what they want to do.
Yeah.
But it's not always the case of Mark Zuckerberg, bro.
He dropped
college the first semester, I think. He really knew what he wanted to do. He thought Harvard was going to help him, but it was, like, just really connections at the end, you know? He found the right network, and he did what he did. We got Facebook now,
bro. Yeah, for real. There's so many famous people who didn't go to college, dropped out. I don't want to be wrong, but I think Albert Einstein didn't go to college.
I don't know.
But I could be completely wrong about that. I might have, but I know it's someone like that. It's someone who was, like, really smart, did not go to college at all. I just can't think of who it is.
Have you seen that movie, what is it called? It's about this guy who, like, has a lot of IQ and can, like, make a lot of math problems. I think it's called Goodwill.
Goodwill Hunting?
Yeah.
I've never seen it, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
Bro, that's a really good movie. And this guy's, like, super smart, and he doesn't go to college, but he cleans, like, a college facility.
Yeah.
And, like, the professor makes, like, problems for their students, like, physics problems, and he does it, like, in 2 minutes.
Wow.
And those are, like, most of the hardest problems ever, and it's crazy.
I've heard that's a good movie.
It is a really good movie. How was your first year of college, bro?
My first year of college was actually at Ole Miss. It wasn't here at Gulf Coast. I spent freshman year at college in Oxford, Mississippi, because that was where I was going to go for my whole life. My parents went to Ole Miss. My grandparents lived there and went there. My aunt and uncle both went there. My cousins went there. One just graduated.
Dang.
And so it's been in my family. I've been going up to Oxford since I was a little child. So my dad was a pike at Ole Miss, and he took me to a party when I was 16, and I was like, this is where I want to be. And so for 2 years, that's what I worked for, and I finally got it. And then we get my fraternity a month after initiation.
Oh.
We get kicked off of campus. Not like the students themselves, but the fraternity house gets kicked off campus. And it all just had to do with stuff that happened while I was a senior in high school, and I wasn't even there. So it was just really dumb, and they just shouldn't have let kids rush Pike that year if they were going to get kicked off anyways. So I think it was just, like, the university's fault just a little bit for even allowing people to rush Pike, because there were 81 of me and my pledge brothers who went there, and joined a fraternity and then got heartbroken a month into it. Because at Ole Miss, like, the big part about Ole Miss is Greek life. If you're not in a fraternity or a sorority, you're just kind of obsolete. And so, I mean, I went there for pharmacy, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
So you did a lot of chemistry and that stuff?
Yeah, I was always pretty good at science. But it was a interview you had to do to get in. It was only 100 kids got into this, like, early entry pharmacy. I don't know how I got in. It just happened, and I was one of them. It's the hardest major at Ole Miss. It's the hardest thing to do with the early entry. And I was doing okay when we had the fraternity and everything. But I was also in, like, the hardest classes you could take.
Yeah.
And then once we got kicked off, it was just like I lost all my motivation to be there. I just didn't want to be there anymore. And so I was just trying everything I could to just go home. And I dropped pharmacy first semester and then just went undecided second semester. Mm-hmm. But dorm life.
You miss it?
I don't miss my roommate. my roommate was a little strange. We said maybe like 200 words to each other the whole year. And bro was just weird.
How weird was he?
He was just like off. Like, the one example I have is my friend came up to visit, and my roommate is sitting in the room, and my friend goes to dab him up, like handshake.
Yeah.
And my roommate's hand is wet. Oh. And so my friend looks at me and he's just like, bro, what? And I'm like, I know, just like he would like disappear all the time. He came with a girlfriend and they were like fighting constantly.
Really?
Yeah. It was such a bad situation. But like the whole dorm itself was really cool. I made a lot of friends, especially on my floor.
Yeah.
But it was really cool experiencing a dorm. And I got my own bathroom. So I was in one of those nice ones. I would never do a communal bathroom. Could you do that?
A communal bathroom?
Yeah, like where like the whole hallway shares it.
No. Nah. No. To be honest, I wouldn't live in campus. Like,
no, I know. Like I don't know why. I just couldn't do it. It's just like showering in front of everyone.
Yeah,
it's just
no.
Like, bro, I want my privacy.
Thank you. No.
Yeah, for real.
I like, no. Yeah, man, that's cool. So you took the hardest classes. You were in dorm life. What about parties, bro? Because I heard that Michigan has, like, a lot of reputation because of parties.
Michigan, duh. Ole Miss.
Oh, Ole Miss. My bad, bro.
Yes,
my
Ole Miss is known as one of the biggest party schools. It's also one of the easiest schools to get into. You can get in with, like, a 2.0 GPA.
That's crazy.
So it really was kind of like all the dumb rich kids from, like, Texas and stuff. I mean, there were people who were absolutely loaded with money. Like, these kids were getting like $1,500 a week from their parents.
Oh my god, that's crazy.
I mean, it's like insane. And I that was also another factor that I was just like, wow, this is, I don't know if I can handle this. Like, all these people, super rich kids, like, you know their personalities. I mean,
yeah,
Ole Miss were, yeah, but they're I mean, Ole Miss people were pretty nice in a whole. There was a couple outliers, but Mississippi's a pretty good state for nice people. This is your first year? Oh, but also...
Yeah.
The parties. The parties were good.
The parties were
good. I'm not going to get into a whole lot of detail, just because I probably can't say a whole lot.
Yeah.
But there were some good parties. Made a lot of friends. Had a lot of good times. Even saw... Chase B at the one party that the Pikes threw while I was there. Chase B, who is the producer for like Travis Scott and Don Toliver and all them. He's always the one like in the background of them playing the music.
Oh, he was there?
Yeah, we had Chase B as our headliner. That's yeah, crazy. So he was playing like all of their music.
Sounds pretty fun.
1,500 people in our house.
Oh my God. That was crazy.
It was insane. That was to this day and probably ever in my life.
The best party?
Best party besides Rolling Loud. Rolling Loud in Miami was phenomenal.
Who you see in Rolling Loud?
I mean, everyone. Everyone you can think of.
That's dope, man. So all me's. Wow.
I sport it every day. I wear at least something Ole Miss. I always got the hat.
Yeah, but But yeah, as you say, yeah, it's my first year here in college.
Yeah, how are you liking it? And different from high school? It's like, I mean, of course.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I went to Auburn last week, I tell you.
Yeah,
tell
you, yeah, that's right.
Spring break. I went to Auburn with my girl last week. We were in Auburn and all this stuff because I'm probably going to transfer there. And I was walking around and see all the life they have. And it's crazy, bro.
Yeah. College towns especially are awesome. No,
it's really awesome. Like, you can walk around, you see people. And I'm, like, a really, I wouldn't say a going guy, but I'm, like, really, like, not really shy when I'm around people I don't know. And I just like to say hi. And like,
yeah, I just like walking around crowds of people. Yeah, for real. Just being around people is just so fun.
Yeah, it's cool.
Seeing everyone having a good time.
Right, right. So I'm like walking there, shaking the hands of everybody, like, you know, talking to people and stuff. And I really like it. And it's something that I don't really see here, and something that I really miss from high school, I'm not gonna lie, because in high school I was like the super outgoing guy who used to walk by the hallways and just shake hands with people, talk with professors, you know, mess around with people and stuff.
I feel that. I've actually, yeah, that's crazy, because you would just walk around high school every class. I mean, in between classes, in the hallways, you'd at least see someone you knew. Here, it's like, maybe it's because there's more people. I mean, there's probably more people here, but it's also no one has the same classes anymore. You never see anyone walking. Everyone's here on different days.
Yeah, everybody, I don't know. I feel like it's kind of disconnected from here. Like, people is just doing their stuff.
And it is, yeah. Everyone just does their own thing.
And, like, it's easier, though. Like, it's easier, too. Like, you live here, you just go home whenever you finish class. Like, you don't have that culture of, like, going to the dining hall or waiting in one of the college facilities and be with your people over there, you know. It's totally different. But, yeah, I miss that. I definitely miss that. But my first year overall in classes, I'm gonna be honest, like, I'm a straightforward guy. Like, when I want to do something, because I want to do video, I want to do cinematography. Right now, I'm doing digital media.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, but nice. I want to be a cinema director, actually.
Okay.
So, screenwriting and directing movies and all stuff. Video producer.
That would be insane.
Yeah, I really love that. I really love doing that. I really like telling stories and making people feel emotions. But yeah, so what I don't like about college, especially in classes, topic wise, that's what how you say that word. I'm trying to be eloquent, you know. What I mean?
I think so. I think that's how you say it. I mean, we can't be too smart for our listeners.
Yeah. But yeah, topic wise on that, like on classes, I don't like for example math or taking English or that, any of that core classes.
I can't do English, but math I'm always weirdly good at. If I'm taught it, I can't teach it to myself, but if a teacher teaches me math, I will remember it at least until the test.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm bad at math. I'm really good at English, but I'm really bad at math. Like, I'm super bad. I hate it with all of me. I can't do math, bro.
It just comes so easily. Like, if once I see the pattern, it's like, it just clicks. And I actually kind of have fun when I do math. Like, when I get it right and get the problem, I'm like, yes.
That was easy.
Go. Yeah.
No, that's not me. That's
but, like, English, I say I'm bad at it, but, like, I just got a 90 on my midterm.
Really?
I also just made it one big paragraph. There were no, like, separate paragraphs. I guess, like, from the question, you could kind of just make it, because the question was just like 8 different questions inside of one question, so I just answered them all into one big paragraph. Got a 90 for it somehow.
That works. You take it. I really love English. I really love, like, reading poems and odes and, like, that kind of stuff. I really love poetry, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, reading, like, the romance part of the history, you know?
I
really love that.
Romance period.
Yeah, there you go. Period. That's a word. I'm like,
the Renaissance, maybe. I don't know.
What?
Was it in the Renaissance? Is that what I'm thinking of? Like, the romance period?
Bro, don't test me now. I don't know. I just like that because they were like super romantic and stuff. Yeah. And lover boys, you know what I mean? Drake. Nah, I'm just kidding. But in that case, classes was like, I didn't like my first year because I had to take psychology, English, and that stuff. And I really, like I say, I'm a really straightforward guy who likes, who likes doing their stuff like immediately. Like if I want to do cinematographer, I want to take video classes, I want to take sound production classes and that kind of stuff immediately because I really want to work on that. Mm-hmm. And I have experience on doing it because I have like more than 5-6 years doing this kind of stuff. Oh, wow. I've worked with different institutions, artists, and people are all between Peru and here. And
okay.
And like,
that's nice.
It's like, it's like, you know, like, I'm ready to work, man.
Yeah.
Like, I'm definitely ready to.
Out on the field.
Yeah, but, like, sadly, I need a degree for getting, like, in some positions I want to be at.
Yeah. Always got to have the degree.
That sucks.
But, I mean, it's also, you could get the degree or you could also, the experience. Like, if you, I guess it also kind of fits into, like, where you're born, I guess. Because, like, all the L.A. people, if you're born in L.A., it's like you have a straight ticket to all that stuff.
I want to go to L.A. so bad. I've been
to
L.A.
I would love to visit it, but I don't know if I could ever live there.
Don't leave to in L.A. if you're broke, bro. You got to be, like, rich.
That's what I've heard.
L.A. is, like, super expensive and stuff. I've been there, like, 2017. Back in 2017, it's really amazing place. Really beautiful, too. And, yeah, I'll move there at some point in my life, but I will have to, like, be, like, rich or working, like, for a big company.
Yeah, 100%. I'd have to have something for me there to move.
But, yeah, as you say, they have, a really free ticket on doing what they want. Like, they don't even go to college, and they're producing movies, they're acting and stuff. It's like, literally the nest of cinema.
For real.
Cinema,
yeah,
music.
Hollywood.
Yeah, Hollywood. Yo, talking about Hollywood, you watched a new documentary? That Quiet on the Set?
I'm 2 episodes in.
Bro, I watched it like a couple of days ago. That was crazy.
It was, I just saw Drake Bell walk up at the end of episode 2. So I'll hear his story in episode 3.
Yeah, it's sad, bro.
But, yeah,
I don't want to spoil you, but it's really sad. Yeah. Like, it's really sad what's going on over there. But yeah, college, man. College life.
What's your view on homework? Do you think it's worth it?
Yeah, some of them are worth it. Like, for example, like, if you're doing, like video stuff, of course you want to have homework that helps you to enhance your skills in, like, editing or in producing and that stuff. But there is some homework, like, Mr. Professor Jordan, you're like hearing the radio for a week and then writing a 500-word essay about it. I didn't like that.
I don't know. I have no opinion on that. I found it actually very enjoyable. I got to listen to some new songs.
Man. Did you actually find it enjoyable?
I mean, it's only because I drive an hour to school every day, so I would just put it on, and so I would get to hear new songs that I hadn't ever heard on 102.1 The Wave.
Right,
play everything.
Like, somebody who doesn't listen to the radio, bro.
I mean,
I don't.
I haven't listened to it in years, but it was just a cool little change of pace. It reminded me that if I ever get sick of my music, I can just turn on the radio.
Yeah, that's true. Well, Professor, that's not offense. I'm just kidding. I really love that assignment.
All jokes.
Yeah, all jokes here. And Mama made a podcast. But yeah, what's your opinion on homework?
I think it's worth it, for most classes, at least. I don't know if, like, I'd say math homework is pretty worth it, because if you don't do it, then
you forget about it.
Then English homework. Yeah, I mean, when you had to bring home like worksheets, I don't really know if that was like worth it. But that's also that was like more high school than college. They don't really give you stuff like that here. It's more like just reading.
Yeah. Do you like reading?
Yeah, I used to read all the time when I was younger. I really haven't in the past long time, but I would really like to get back into it. I've been wanting to.
Yeah, reading is definitely worth it, and it's a really like good like avi to have, you know.
Mm-hmm. It just expands your brain.
It does, and your like word knowledge. I don't know what's the word for that in English. Yeah, I'm sorry, man. Like, I'm tired today.
Well, you're good. I'm a little sick, so I mean, we're going on 50%.
But yeah. Homework, and then
Have you had any weirdly laid out classes?
Weird layout?
Like, okay, my state and local government class, he doesn't lecture us. We do like activities, like interactive activities. We had to like make our own like game for like stuff, and it was like I talked to one kid in the class, like, it's a really fun class. It's something, so I've never done anything like it before, but it's very hard to retain information. I don't remember, like.
Are you with Professor Gob?
Yeah.
I got you, bro. I didn't understand. I don't have, like, any knowledge of that class. I passed it, but I don't know.
He puts us into, there's only, like, 8 of us in the class, so we have 2 different groups of 4. And they compete throughout the semester, and at the end of the semester, the group with the highest points doesn't take the final. It's just like, what? Which is,
The times are pretty hard.
The midterm wasn't too bad. I got like an 89 on it.
Oh, that's pretty good.
It was just like, because I did kind of remember everything. Everything is just like locked into my brain. I can't really access it when I need to, but if I'm like see it on a test, I'm like, there it is.
But yeah, I'll remember it. He's like he's unique in his way of teaching.
I've never had a teacher like him. He's really cool.
Yeah, he's really cool, and he like doesn't like want to bore you.
No, I'm never bored in that class.
Yeah, you're never.
I'm glad it's my 9:30 because I drive here after my hour. I'm like tired. I get into class and I'm like, oh yes,
yeah,
let's go.
That's pretty good. Yeah. What other classes you have like that you say like, oh, that's unique?
Nothing really unique here. Even at Ole Miss, I mean, I did take. After the first semester at Ole Miss, I did take a academic probation class that everyone had to take if they got put on academic probation in first semester. And it was just, like, a college class that, like, helped you, like, learn skills to be good at college.
Really?
Yeah.
That was, like, a requirement?
Yeah, for everyone who got under a 2.0 after the first semester.
Oh, okay, I got you, Yeah.
Because my grades went down the drain after October when we got kicked off. November, actually. So, yeah, the very last month, the finals.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was rough.
I bet. For me, probably unique classes. I really liked Professor Jordan. Like, I really like his classes.
This class, I've never had anything like this either. I wasn't even thinking about that. I've never done a single thing like this. So,
major in?
I'm communications, but I only did that this semester, I think. Yeah. It was business.
Okay.
I started business here, and I took.
And why you decided to take this class? The radio one.
Well, it was.
Is there a requirement for?
It was under one of the electives for communications. I had to take at least one elective. Yeah. So this was. I think this was the only one I could take because all the other ones were full.
Yeah, that's.
But I'm glad I got into it.
No, his classes are pretty cool. I'm taking like most of my classes are with him except for one. Like 3 of my classes, I'm taking video, radio production, and graphic design with him.
I feel like most of the people in this class have multiple classes with him.
Yeah, most like if you're taking digital media, you basically have most of your schedule full with Professor Jordan. But it's pretty good. I really like how he teaches and like because he's a straightforward too. He's a straightforward guy.
Is.
When he speaks, like he teaches you what is this, what is that, and he puts you in the field like immediately. He's not like he doesn't like talk around for like a couple hours and like don't teach you anything. He sends you to do the stuff. You know what I mean?
It's easier to learn from actually doing it than hearing it. Yeah.
So yeah, it's pretty cool. I really enjoy all of his classes, and I will say he's like. The first time I see something like this, I haven't seen this in other colleges, or I haven't heard of people like learning in this way before. And I'm gonna lie. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, like only 3 days in the radio booth until we were thrust into it to do our own thing.
And they like actually trusting us to do it. That's crazy, and I think that's really good because it really boosts your confidence in the 100%. Future. And it's pretty good, but yeah. Oh, yeah, man, that was college life, I guess.
Yeah, man, I mean, that's about all we can talk about for college life. That's about all we've experienced.
Yeah, college sucks.
We haven't graduated yet, so don't know how it feels on the other side.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll find out.
Hopefully, bro.
Hopefully.
But yeah, that was everything for today in My Mom Made a Podcast.
I hope you all enjoyed it. We'll be coming at y'all next week with America, just... everything in general about it, how we feel about it.
Really, America?
America, yes, sir.
That sounds cool. That sounds cool. I'm not from America, so.
Oh, yeah. So we'll hear 2 different takes.
Guys.
All right.
Thank you, everybody. Stay tuned to Mama Made a Podcast. See you in the future.
See you guys.